Welcome back to Prophecy Today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung Jr. Thank you for joining us on the program today, and thanks, Rick, for doing interviews and talking to our broadcast partners. I want to thank you also for taking the time to tune into our program, whether it took time out of your day or you make a special time by listening to a podcast or going to our website, prophecytoday.com, and clicking on PTRN. We do have all of the interviews there. The program is there in its entirety, and it's there for you so that you, the true student of Bible prophecy, can go there and you can learn and listen to men as we examine current events in the light of God's prophetic word. Again, that website is prophecytoday.com, and if you happen to miss any part of our program, you can go there and you'll find the interviews and the program that you can listen to again. Now I'd like to take a look at the book where we take the topics that our broadcasters talked about, and we draw the connection between what they talked about, the events that are taking place in our world today, and how it fits into Bible prophecy. Ken Timmerman talked about the Abrahamic Accords. Actually, Ken, Dave Dolan, and Winky Madad all talked about the Abrahamic Accords and the one-year anniversary. Each one of these men discussed the various states at which they felt the Accords were in at this point in time. Ken Timmerman looked at it and addressed it from a United States point of view, that the United States, who were the ones that came up with it, are not really even excited about it or involved. David Dolan expressed his opinion from a 35-year vantage point of being in the Middle East as a journalist. And then, of course, Yisroel Madad, Winky, addressed it from a point of view as an Israeli and seeing how the countries that are involved are starting to work together and have some sort of normalization with the country of Israel. Besides climate change, the one thing that all of the countries are focusing on is Iran and Iran's ability to get a nuclear weapon. When you go to Psalm 83, you see the nations that are involved in a council. As a matter of fact, these nations come out of a council where they have decided to wipe Israel off the face of the map. That is Psalm 83, verses 1 to 8. These nations today are involved in the Abrahamic Accord, and at one point in the future, they will come out of that council and turn their back on Iran and attack Israel. Ken also talked about the nation of Turkey and its president Tayyip Erdogan, as he is trying to establish himself as the pan-Islamic leader. And now he's re-establishing his relationship with Egypt and many of the other nations in the Mideast. These nations are all listed in Ezekiel 38. Turkey's listed there, and Egypt, the king out of the south, is mentioned in Daniel chapter 11. There will be an alignment of nations that will come against Israel in the end times. One more nation that Ken talked about would be China. China is one of the kings out of the east, referred to in Revelation chapter 16, verse 6, where the kings out of the east follow the dried up Euphrates River, and they are on their way to attack Israel in the Middle East. Dave Dolan and Winky Madad both talked about their time in Israel. Dave, from a Gentile perspective, and observing the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur, and then, of course, Winky Madad, from a Jewish perspective, a religious Jew, as he observed the 25-hour fast during the time of Yom Kippur. It's interesting to see how the country of Israel is becoming much more aware of the Jewish High Holy Days. There are more people today observing the High Holy Days, and there are more people today aware of the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, it's becoming commonplace now for Jews to be going to the Temple Mount to pray, and that they are aware that God has a plan and a program for the Jewish people in the future. As the Jewish people read the Old Testament, they understand that God has promised that there would be a temple in the city of Jerusalem, and that the Jewish people would have the opportunity again to worship in the city of Jerusalem in a temple. But according to Scripture, there will be two more temples. The first one will be standing during the tribulation period, and then the second one will be standing during the Feast of Tabernacles or the Millennial Kingdom in the future. John Rood talked about the European Union and how, according to Daniel chapter 7, the nations are coming together and how they could get down to 10 nations that will be ruling the European Union or it's the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. Dave James talked about the Jewish feast and who they are for. If you remember, they were given at the time to the Jewish people. Therefore, they're Jewish holidays. They will be for the Jews, not only in the past, and in the past they pointed to Jesus Christ, but in the future, the Jewish people will practice and participate in the Jewish feast in the future during the millennial kingdom. And in the millennial kingdom, we'll look back to how Jesus Christ fulfilled not only the four spring feasts at his first coming, the three fall feasts point us toward the glory of his second coming. The first is the source of our hope in Christ, his finished work of atonement for sins, and the second is the promise of what is to come, eternity with Christ. Understanding the significance of these God-appointed Jewish festivals helps us to better see and understand the complete picture and plan of redemption found in Scripture. We want to invite you, if you have never put your trust in Jesus Christ, to do that now. Remember, Bible prophecy is there to help us for two reasons. One is to edify the body of Christ, to educate them. The second is for evangelization and to tell people that God has a program, a redemptive program, and that is through his son, Jesus Christ. Bible prophecy also helps us to live a pure, productive, holy life in an unholy world until the rapture of the church or until God takes us home. Remember, accepting Jesus Christ is easy as ABC. Admit that you're a sinner, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23. A person needs to understand that their sin is what separates them from a holy God. They need to admit that they have sinned. B, believe the Lord Jesus. They need to believe who Jesus is, that he is the Son of God sent down to the world to take the penalty of our sins. Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. See, confess the Lord Jesus. You need to confess that Jesus is Lord. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The salvation prayer is easy. Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I believe that you died on the cross to save me from my sins. I now ask you to be the Lord of my life, and I promise to commit my life to you. If you prayed that prayer today, please let us know. Contact us at prophecytoday.com. And with the things that we have seen on the program today, that rapture might not be very far away. So let's keep looking up until...